This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles trail the Diamondbacks 1-0 top of the second inning. We will keep you updated as the game goes, but it is a Wednesday, and it's time to talk to our friend Rita Hubbard, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Rita, thank you as always for joining us. Before we get to some sports topics, was fun hanging out with you and Bone and Joe LaCroix, Beltway Ben, Cordell Woodland's wedding on Saturday.
You had a blast, didn't we? Y'all are all right with me. I don't care what they say about y'all. Y'all are okay with me. I just wanted to let you know.
Rita gave Margie and I a ride home.
Oh, nice.
I did. I ain't want them to spend a whole lot of money for an Uber when I was close by. So I just went on ahead and took the liberty of dropping them off. I would like to think that they'd do the same for me.
Yes, was Gigi housed?
No. He was under control.
He wasn't housed?
No, he was under control.
No. All right. Okay. He was not. He was under control.
I behaved, didn't I, Rita?
He wasn't hitting on any bartenders?
No, they were guys.
No.
They were all guys. Well, that nips that in the bud.
Yeah, they were, actually. What did you think of my dancing, Rita?
Oh, God.
I wanted you to come out and do a little bit more. You was okay, though. I wanted you to come line dance. You didn't want to do no line dances, so you was back there scared. He was a little scared back then.
Sounds like Bone.
That's the Bone. There were no prospects for the Bone here, Rita?
I thought there were a couple.
There were no opportunities to try to get the Bone a lady friend?
I mean, I don't know if Bone likes the dip in chocolate, so
hey,
I don't know.
I'm an equal opportunity.
Okay.
I thought there were a couple Hershey bars with Bone's name on them.
Jeez, a whiz.
So, you know, then if he's all like opportunity, it was some. She had some beautiful bridesmaids.
Yes.
So he definitely had a chance. He had a chance.
And he fumbled that away.
Blew it.
Kind of like Mike Elias and Corbin Burns, huh? What are you making of all this mishigash?
Good word.
Cookie. We want a cookie and a medal for giving him an offer he never was going to take. Like, what are we doing here?
Michigan.
Did it not remind you of another similar situation back in the 90s when you read it?
Is this Mussina or who are we talking about?
Yeah. Yes, because he talked about he specifically mentioned the years, right?
Yes.
And when I thought about it, I was like, oh, reminds me of somebody else that was an ace at one point and wanted more years, and the Orioles said no. So I was like, is the ghost of Peter Angelos back to haunt us for this? And I was just like, okay, this is not good. This is no bueno. Now, I mean, we know that the value of it feels like it was more or whatever, but I'm giving Corbin Burns what he wants, okay? That's what I'm going to do, because I know that he's worth it in terms of having the years. Clearly, the Orioles didn't feel the same way, and now look at them. They're in a position where their top two starters, one is still hasn't started yet, one is on IL, and then, the rest of it is just, it is what it is. So good luck to everybody over there. And then the offense, sometimes they want to score 10 runs.
Yeah.
Sometimes they want to score 2 runs. So you can't even rely on them to make up for what they're going to have to because they're dealing with pitching issues. So this is all I say, all of that to say, from the offseason until now, this has been a poop show,
yeah,
particularly when it has come to this this pitching.
We're talking with Rita Hubbard. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Rita, news we broke earlier today. The draft is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Have you shifted into draft mode?
It's time, right? Like, so we don't have women's and men's basketball. We got NBA playoffs, but I feel like, you know, after yesterday's news, it's like, do you even feel excited? Because two coaches got fired, you know, and they're both of their teams are going to the playoffs. So it's like, what the hell is going on in the NBA? So, yes, you know, it's time to start looking into the draft, time to start seeing, you know, what people want and what you know, how we can play. How many mock drafts have you guys done thus far? Jason, you in particular, how many have you done?
I haven't done a full, like, I haven't really, really done one. I've done, like, scribbling in pencil, you know what I mean? But, like, I only do one, and I agonize the day of the draft.
Yeah, I can't do all of that. I hate mock drafts. I don't like looking at them. I don't like doing them. They all change. NFL team, we don't even know where Travis Hunter and Shador is going. So why don't we sit here and play like we know who's doing what at 27?
Yeah.
Not going to do it to myself. People are already complaining because somebody attached a guard to the Ravens. And I'm like, well, they do need a guard. But I think Mike Green was behind them. And I'm like, well, that's not happening. I don't even think he's going to be there. He's not going to even be there.
Well, and I don't think he would be in play for that. Yeah. Like, they would – Sashi would really have some explaining to do if they went that direction.
I doubt he's on their board. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think he's there, though. That's my point.
Probably not.
The chance. So there's that. You know what I'm saying? People, look, we've learned all too many times that people will trade production and for character issues.
Yes.
That's just what it is. So we're not going to sit here. The Ravens can sit here and act like that they have some type of moral high ground, yet Justin Tucker is still on the roster.
Well, to be clear, they don't draft moral or character issues, but if a guy they have ends up having those things, then
they're more than ready to turn a blind eye to it, pretend it's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what do you think about that? Because, like, are they the 21st? Isn't that their first OTA? Like, they're basically about to have media back in their building, and they can't prevent this dude from showing up for work per the collectively bargained workplace rules. Like, I kind of think he's showing up, don't you? Like, I kind of think he's thumping his chest. Like, I get the sense Justin Tucker feels himself all the time and is really feeling himself now.
That's alleged, Jason.
What do you mean?
That he feels himself.
Oh, well.
Stop it. He currently has a job, guys. He's not fired. He's not been put on any administration leave that I'm aware of. Why wouldn't he come to work? Especially if he wants us to believe that he didn't do it, he's coming to work. He's going to be like, well, the NFL is doing their due diligence, so I'm going to come to work, that, you know, and this is what I'm going to do. But this is why I feel the Ravens should have always had an opportunity, or they did have an opportunity, but they missed the opportunity of saying something, because if this day comes, which is about to, mm-hmm. and he's still on the roster, and then you said nothing, and you didn't really say much at the combine. Let's be clear, right?
Yeah.
You know, we heard a lot of that's a great question and blah, 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 but you didn't really say nothing, right? But now the media has the right to ask you whatever it is they want, and you look bad if you choose not to respond. So this is why you probably should have gotten ahead of it, and you should have just went on ahead and said, you know, we're investigating this, and then we're allowing the NFL. So then that way you would have, because the NFL had to come out and say that. Y'all didn't say anything.
No.
Y'all just acted like this has not existed at all. So I don't feel bad for them for what they're getting ready to have to endure. You could have done this a long time ago. You chose not to, so here we are. And yes, I do expect them to come to work. Why wouldn't he? He's still employed.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all heard, but getting a job around these parts.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, Rita
Bones got $1,000 in his pocket. Yeah,
he does.
So, there's that going for him. Yeah.
They are in the market for a kicker. Are they in the market for another inside linebacker, Rita? Are you okay with them going running it back with Trenton Simpson heading into next year? Or would you like to see them draft one?
I would like to see them draft one. I think Trenton Simpson is a guy that has a lot of potential, but has had some flybacks, and I would like to see some more consistency when it comes to that position. So I would like to see them, I don't necessarily want to say an upgrade, but at least swing for an inside linebacker, because I do think that you are going to need one. I don't feel like we're going to miss Harrison, so I'm not tripping off of him like leaving, but also too, from a depth perspective, you still need one. So yes, they do need to draft an inside linebacker. Where that's going to be, well, you got 11 picks, figure it out, right? Or maybe you can trade some of them picks away and get you a good one or whatever, but you do need to get one regardless.
Rita, the kids know me. I'm big on social media. I'm on the gram. I'm on all those things. And I noticed that when the night of the national championship game, you were out with one of our favorites, Tyus Bowser, watching, who is he
Houston
went to Houston.
Alum.
Yes, yeah. So how is Tyus?
And you're a Gator fan more on the football side, but yeah.
Correct. I'm not a Gator basketball fan. I'm happy for them because I have a community, right? I have a Florida Gator community. A lot of them are alum, so they are ecstatic, right? My boyfriend, by the way, he's both the basketball and the football fan, so he was excited. So happy for my boyfriend, right? I mean, I'm just not a fan, but watching it with Ty, first of all, Tyus is doing good. He looks great. And then, you know, he was excited for about as long as you can be because Florida had what? The lead for 17 seconds or something like that, 17 whole seconds or something like that. So, like all of you, the end of that game baffled all of us.
Yes.
We were just looking at each other like, WTF just happened. Like, we have no – and look, I get, like, he was going to probably travel, but it was the most discombobulated way to end the game I've ever seen in my entire life, and I just didn't expect it to end that way. So, of course, he left heartbroken and – you know, quiet, because what else can you do? I mean, it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to lose like that. You know what I mean? Like, how do you lose like that? And I feel so bad for that kid, man. But, you know, good for Florida. All I care about is can somebody from the football team go touch somebody? Touch your neighbor. Go touch your neighbor.
Have a rub off on them?
And get some juju. I just want some good vibes, please. Please bring the vibes to the football team. But shout out to them. It was a good game, I thought. I mean, the refs were weird. They let them do whatever they wanted in the first half. Then they called everything in the second half.
Yeah.
Very, very weird. It was a very weird dynamic. Yeah. But that ending was heartbreaking.
Something. Well, let's end on some Orioles vibes, because this just might be me being just a bitter old man.
Sure.
But I'm over this dude throwing hats at people, and I'm over Mr. Splash. Are you – where are you?
Mr. Splash catching a stray?
I'm over it.
We don't love Mr. Splash anymore.
I don't hate it, but I'm kind of over it.
You kind of hate it.
I hate the hat thing. The hat thing to me is almost like, here, you peasant, I'm not going to get you a real baseball player, but take this hat that somebody in Vietnam made in a sweatshop for 35 cents.
I don't know if you asked 1,000 people that they'd come up with that. But
well,
go
that's
on.
Me.
Yes, that is you.
Call me a unicorn.
I don't want to get rid of the suspension until I sit in the section.
Okay, but in general, does it feel a little played out to you? And the throwing of the hats?
You know, I don't even think I care much about the throwing of the hats.
There's not like a let them eat cake vibe to you? No? Maybe it's just me.
It should just be me.
I don't know, Jace. I get it, though. You're like, all right, it's corny. It is what, like, last year is one thing, but now this is year two, right? So you're like, okay, all right.
Yeah. How about get me a baseball player?
Well, there's that part, right? Like, hey, help us out here. I don't know if you understand
what's
going on.
Yeah.
Okay, Ken, you know, this is why we don't like talking to you. Okay?
True.
Please tell your mom I said hi.
You said stuff like this, and then we just look at you like, really? Are you serious right now?
I'm authentic.
Every time, and I love that about you. Don't ever change. No matter what they say, Anyway, I want to sit in the splash. Don't
you want to do the splash zone?
Kill it.
Yeah.
And then kill it.
Gotcha.
Just okay. Let me do it first.
That's fair.
Just let me do it first. And then kill it. And then as far as the hats, we can move on with them hats.
Okay.
Leave us alone.
Rita, you and Glenn back this weekend?
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah. Well, when you find out, let us know.
Yeah, TBD. How about that? TBD.
All right. Well, thanks as always. We will chat next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Hey, Northern Exposure coming up next, and we're going to preview what we think the needs are for the other teams in the AFC North. We'll hear from Omar Khan, Zach Taylor, Kevin Stefanski. Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
That was Cam getting older. I'd say, you know, the trenches are important. I've always talked about those big guys on both sides of the ball. So, you know, we understand where we're at.
That's Omar Khan talking about his plan for the defensive line. Cam Hayward, obviously getting older. He laughed that off. But is defensive line a need for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Absolutely. It's a big need. Now, quarterback is obviously the biggest need. But if that is sort of earmarked for Aaron Rodgers for a year, then they could sort of backdoor that. Yes, I think they've put a lot of investment into offensive pieces. The offensive line, for sure. They tried Kenny Pickett at quarterback. They took a running back, Najee Harris, up high. They do very well drafting receivers all over the draft. The defense is getting long in the tooth, and they're built a lot like the Ravens. And when a guy like Bobby D tells me Derek Harmon looks like a Raven or a Steeler, like I don't. And we talked about that a couple weeks ago, and I'm starting to look at mock drafts, and I'm seeing some people have the Steelers taking Derek Harmon, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I could see that too.
They need to just get younger across the defense. We know Cam Hayward's long in the tooth. T.J. Watt, he's on the wrong side of 30. A free agent acquisition that they brought in to start, Darius Slay, is in his mid-30s. They need to get younger along that defense as a whole.
Let's go to Cincinnati, and Trey Hendrickson still not signed to an extension. Zach Taylor talks about his pass rusher.
Very consistent, you know, not just 2 years, 4 years for us. And I think he's one of the premier pass rushers in this league. Teams have to devote a lot of attention to him, you know, as they start their game plan each week. You know, he's been a guy who works his tail off day in and day out, 365 days a year, which I can respect and appreciate. And so again, we'll just continue to work in the process.
Trey Hendrickson looking for a new deal. We had Pete Prisco on. He said he's going to play for Cincinnati because where is he going to go? Jason, do you agree with Disco Prisco?
I don't, because they've had so much tumult in their locker room. They've had slow starts, and they've had seasons that are compromised by contractual issues, and they have holes all over their defense, and they can't fill them all with the picks that they have right now. And so I think we're starting to get to critical mass, and we're 2 weeks basically. What, tomorrow will be 2 weeks from the draft. Yes. I think we get to another week, and there's no progress with Trey Hendrickson. Their phone lines are going to be lighting up again, and they want a first-round. Look, if they're willing to whisper to GMs, hey, it's got to be a first-round pick, that means a trade is on the table. That's not Mike Brown, who's not above telling people, I won't trade him for anybody. I mean, he told teams that called about the 1-1 when they wanted Joe Burrow, I wouldn't trade him for Joe Montana in his prime. So we're not getting that out of him. So I would say that there is certainly a chance that he's dealt. And they need to draft a pass rusher either way. Like they need more help up front in the worst way. They need to lean in to this edge and D tackle class, and they need to lean into it even more than the Ravens.
To me, it's just another step back, though, because you're trading that known commodity, a guy that led the NFL in sacks last year, and you already have so many holes on that defense.
Jason, quickly, Browns, obviously, they're not going to draft Shedeur Sanders, but
I mean,
do you think they
probably
could?
Probably not, but I wouldn't entirely rule it out. I mean, quarterback's their number one need,
yes.
It's not particularly close. I mean, it's a massive need. I know that they've got an eye on Kirk Cousins, and we'll have to see if people in Atlanta, mostly the owner, get real about the finances of eating more of Cousins' salary in order to move him. The Browns could also try to do a Quinn Ewers or, you know, Milrone kind of thing on day two. They're doing a lot of work on those kids. I suspect, like, if you put a gun to my head right now, I would say that they take Travis Hunter.
Coming up next, we've been waiting for this since it got put on the books. The return of Jerry Aloysius.
His
Coleman.
Spirit's always been in this
building. Yes, he is. The Iowa Hall of Fame is named after him.
Yes.
And he makes his return to the program next here on the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Yeah. Orioles trail 2-0. We'll keep you updated on that as we go. We're heading to the fourth inning. Corbin Carroll just hit a solo home run. Joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation fan guest hotline. According to his bio on X, longtime media personality, flying nonstop only. He is the co-host of the Be More Ball podcast.
The lesser co-host.
Yes, the other with Mike Borden.
Yes.
The IA Hall of Fame will forever be named after him. It is Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. Jerry, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. What's new?
Well, first of all, you stepped all over Donald Fagan and Steely Dan.
Yes.
Much superior to Bruce Springsteen. But great to be back on the program that I fondly refer to as Three Hacks with Three Mics.
Yes.
Yes. And the pregame show.
Yes.
Or what were we, the appetizer?
The old pregame show.
16 share, Jerry.
Jerry, we need to start out with what happened with this free soda thing at Camden Yards? What the heck happened there?
Well, we have an Orioles official that's going to come on the Be More Baseball podcast, and that's the main reason I'm on, is to promote the podcast.
Yeah. Where can we find the podcast?
Give away free Lido pizza. That is at Be More Ball Pod. Be More Ball Pod on YouTube. I have the page up right now, so subscribers have a chance to win Lido pizza, which I just heard advertised on your station, so I'm not going against the grain. As far as the soda thing, I go out to Camden Yards a few Saturdays ago before the home opener.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm watching everything transpire as we come in. They're handing cups to people. And then I'm walking through the concourse and I see people filling up said cups with soda. So I tried to put one and one together to equal two.
And with you, it's not.
And a soda dispenser in the concourse. And I come to find out after the tweet gets about 100,000 views, I get a text from an Orioles official saying, hey, just to let you know, it's not free soda. And they used all caps as I did because that attracts eyes.
Yeah, sure. When you know how to use
the word, they use the word refillable in capital letters. So I put out a subsequent tweet, which got about, I don't know, 8,000 or 9,000 views. The original tweet's over 1.5 million views. So you always go with the first story.
So, like, are you going to get this tweet, like, put on a T-shirt and wear it around? You texted me about this tweet. You're more proud of this tweet, I think, than you are even of the one calling Buffalo a city of losers.
Yes.
City of losers.
Oh, absolutely not.
No? Oh, that's your number one tweet of all time?
Going to have to push back on that statement. Okay. Yes.
Can we go back to that, please? Because we have not talked to him. We're talking with Dr. Jerry Aloich, who's Coleman, MD. It's Inside Access here on The Fan.
I haven't granted any interviews except on the Be More Baseball podcast, which everyone can find at Be More Baseball Pod on YouTube.
I would think that may have been the happiest moment of your life when they put your face up on the screen in Buffalo.
I predicted it, by the way. Yes. I predicted it.
I joked about it.
It was Barbalay.
Thank you.
No, I talked about it before that. He stole it from me.
I'll let you guys debate it. I know Tim had mentioned it to me. I actually mentioned this to Coach Harbaugh and the PR staff the Friday before they left for Buffalo after this whole long week that I had. And when I opened my big mouth and decided to put that all over social media,
yes.
When I got lured and baited in by Jameson Hensley.
Yes. It was his fault, yes.
Well, I mean, he that was never brought up. I mean, that wasn't the intent of the question, Ken.
Yes.
I don't know if you were there for that press conference.
I watched it, yes. I watched it.
Okay, so you watched it. You weren't in the room.
I was not.
Well, for those in the room, they understand that Coach Harbaugh was baited into a terrible situation,
yes.
In which, you know, he forced me to call Buffalo a city of losers once again, which they are, and you still have that no good Sal, whatever his name is, Sal the sideline reporter, decided to come after
friend
me
of
on
the show.
Sal Capaccio?
Yeah, Sal Capaccio.
Yeah. One of those Italian meats I have before a main course.
Yes.
But this guy, I mean, really, I mean, you're a sideline reporter for an NFL team, act accordingly. And the AP writer up there, what a hack he is, John Warwo.
I don't like him either.
So they have to come to Baltimore.
I'm with you on that one, Jerry.
Unfortunately, the Ravens travel to Buffalo this year. And to answer the question, no, I won't be making the trip to one of the worst places to visit in our states.
Well, Jerry, you have the Jumbotron incident, but then how about Sean McDermott being asked about
yes.
your quote after the game?
He almost teared up.
It goes along with the city of losers, Tim. I mean, can you imagine if you're stuck covering the Buffalo Sabres and the Buffalo Bills for a living? Can you imagine what that life must be like?
Yeah.
But for them to have to seek that low and use me for motivation when all it took was a Mark Andrews drop to seal the deal is laughable. And the fact that they put me up on the scoreboard, that's what Jacksonville does. That's what Buffalo does. Baltimore doesn't do that. It's called Bush League.
So I'm guessing you don't take any responsibility for the loss.
No.
I mean, I guess that's a silly question to ask you. Like, did Harbs text you and like, hey, Jer, thanks, man. Between you and Andrews, we had no chance.
Here's a dirty little secret, okay? They couldn't care less about what I said or what was posted on the scoreboard. I think they think the same thing about Buffalo as I do. They just won't say it.
We're talking with Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. And Jerry, I preface this question by saying I hope you live forever. I hope you live an incredibly long life.
Well, I don't know if my retirement's going to cover that long. If you could supplement that,
I'll be happy.
Wyman Industries looking for a PR person.
I took care of your nephew, by the way, on opening day and set him up for that Derek Queen autograph. So you can thank me and the family can thank me monetarily.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you in Lido gift cards. But when that day comes where you meet your end, will on your tombstone, will you have Buffalo as a city of losers on your tombstone?
It could be on my ex profile and my tombstone. If you would read both on the air, that would be great. That's fine. I can go down
because it
that
is.
Road.
It is. You enjoy
college.
It.
A lot of people. I mean, Jason knows I went to Ithaca College, not far from Syracuse, where I couldn't get into. I didn't want to go there because they wouldn't let me on the radio station my freshman
year. It's
too
damn expensive.
So I've been to that part of the country, and the sun never shines.
Yeah.
It snows a lot, and you know, I mean, it's a miserable place to be. In all honesty.
I am disappointed in you in one thing out of all this. You have not capitalized off of this. How have you not gotten a trademark? Buffalo City of Losers. And then you sell it to like the fan bases of all the other teams in the AFC East who hate them. Like you do them and you do one in like Dolphins colors, you do one in like, well, New England colors are kind of the same as
City of Losers t-shirts.
But Buffalo City of Losers, and you sell it to all the places that hate. But how have you not cashed in? You're an enterprising young man.
That question makes me laugh because it makes me harken back to the days when we actually did a podcast together.
Yes.
And came up with the Momentum t-shirt.
Which
was
awful.
I'm stuck with about a half dozen of those in a box in my basement right now. Maybe that's why I didn't come up with a new t-shirt.
Hey, how about, that's not even the worst one. Jerry, how about the Trey Boom Boom Mancini shirts that I did that the MLBPA and the Major League Baseball lawyers called me with cease and desist. And Jerry, and Ray Boom Boom Mancini's estate, who had Boom Boom trademark.
We got three
sets of lawyers on us within a week for that t-shirt.
I forgot about the Mancini estate tried to come after you. Kept several local t-shirt entrepreneurs in business.
Dude, those were good shirts, but then we had to ship like 300 of them. I just gave away to like needy people because the lawyers were after us.
Yeah, right now they're in a third world country along with the Momentum t-shirt.
Yes, Momentum.
Well, I'd say the Boom Boom Mancini t-shirts wear better than those Momentum with a terrible picture of Harbaugh's character on his head. Those pictures were great.
I got him to hold it up. He liked it. He sort of endorsed it, and it went nowhere in a hurry. I got him to hold it up at a press conference. Yeah. That's good enough.
That's pretty good. Well, Jerry, how about the new podcast? How's it been working with Bordy? What do you think of the current state of the O's?
Well, the current state of the Orioles, a little blah right now as I'm watching the game and the pitching staff's in shambles. But the podcast is going great. We've had some excellent guests. You know, we try to get guys that maybe don't want to go on the radio and talk on the radio to hacks.
Yes.
Like Nick Markakis, Tony La Russa. Adam Jones would come on with you guys. He actually likes you guys.
Yes.
Really?
He was our first guest.
Well, I don't know if
he's allowed to anymore.
He's a friend of Wyman Industries.
Yeah, but he's also a Baltimore employee now.
It may be a little bit of a struggle, but you might be able to get him on.
Yeah.
I think being on the podcast, I take all credit for the job that he got with the Orioles.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever said that on the radio,
but you deserve
it. I will take credit for that right now because of the fact that I put him back in the limelight. I mean, the Orioles, you know, they weren't talking to him for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, they're buddy-buddy, and now he's got an executive job, and good for him. I'm very happy for him, and I'm very excited to have Mike Bordick replace him. I mean, Adam and I talked about it, and Mike Bordick was the guy that we thought, you know, could do a great job. He does a great job on your airwaves, and he's a great guy to be around, a lot of fun.
Hey, nobody else is listening, Jer. Who else did you consider?
The short list?
Yes. Who was the first choice?
Yes.
Oh, let me see. We had Palmer. I had to scratch him off.
Yeah.
I scratched Ripken off. I'm
yes.
looking at the list. Michael Phelps, who I'm seeing on my television, we asked him to do it. You know, I was close to doing I wasn't close, but I'm going to have a football podcast that's going to come out. But a year ago, I was considering doing it with the Ravens kicker.
Mm.
And I went to him, and all he did was just delay, delay, delay. I don't want to say he jerked me around because that's a bad phrase to use.
Bad turn of phrase.
He sort of did. He sort of did. And I honestly, I mean, again, I haven't said this already. I don't feel too sorry for him. I really don't. I mean, the guy, I don't know. Probably the most arrogant kicker I've ever been around.
Wow.
That's for sure. And I've covered the NFL, as you guys know, for over 30 years.
Well, I didn't think we were going here, but that was the final question I had for you because I know you've got a lot on your agenda. Well, he is the preeminent journalist in this town.
Yes,
oh, absolutely.
And Justin Tucker, building's about to be open, Jer.
Show my face in the locker room.
Nobody puts in as much time at that facility as you. Do you have some questions prepared for Justin Tucker? Because we're all convinced he's showing up for OTAs. I mean, they can't stop him.
Full disclosure, I'm not fully convinced.
Well, I am.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to be with the team after June 1st. I thought
we got plenty of time before that. April 21st.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be at the facility. I mean, the key to me, the big thing.
You better be ready if he is, Jer.
When I heard Coach Harbaugh say that Randy Brown's flying around the country looking at kickers, hello. I mean, that was not what they said at the end of the season. That's a 180 from what they said at the end of the season. That's code to me as we're moving on.
Jerry, before we let you go, I realize this is in your bio still, too. Cameo. Are you still doing that?
No.
All right. So Buffalo came after me on that. And I'll say it on the radio. I don't care. You can go out and find it. But one of these Buffalo Bills losers disguised himself as like the thigh dance doctor or whatever. And he sent me a cameo and he was willing to pay extra because it was a rush job. And he wanted me to do some stupid dance, which I obliged and did because it was under the guidance. I thought that it was for a wedding celebration.
Yes.
I didn't know that he was going to put that out to Bill's Mafia. And that was floating around for a while. So after that, Tim, after that, I raised my price to $300 per recording, and I got no hits.
Yeah.
So now I'm back down to about $25. Yeah.
Jerry, one more thing, because you're...
So find me on Cameo. I'm glad Tim mentioned that. On social media. And the Be More Baseball podcast all over social media.
I'm reminded, as he brought up your bio used to say enjoying the game of life. And I thought that no phrase described a person. Described a person more clearly than that and you. Why is it no longer there?
I probably deleted that at 3 a.m. when I woke up during one of my insomnia breaks and was really angry and probably losing some bets on table tennis over in Asia. And probably changed it then. But I'm going to put that back in there because I really am enjoying the game.
Yes. Nobody looks out for you like us, Jerry.
Yes.
I mean, no one should not fly nonstop. It's ridiculous.
Jerry Coleman, the podcast. Let the people know about the podcast.
It's the Be More Baseball podcast at Be More Ball Pod. We're going to give away for the next 10 subscribers a Lido Pizza gift card on YouTube. And again, go ahead and listen to the latest episode. It's coming out right after the game with Nick Markakis. When was the last time Nick Markakis was on the radio?
He does not speak.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I didn't know he's
kind of like BJ Surhoff, although you will occasionally.
Yes, yes.
You'll occasionally
he'll pop up.
He'll show
Harbaugh,
up here in real, real small doses.
On the podcast. Yeah, uh-huh. John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta, two of your favorites, they're on the podcast.
We love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jer, we should do this again very soon.
I can't wait till the next time Ben lines me up.
Oh, well.
Ben is the brains of these operations.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Jerry Aloysius Coleman.
The three of you or three hacks with three mics always enjoy being on with you.
You owe
guys.
Me a Lido, by the way. You owe me a $50 gift card already,
guys,
don't you?
You guys will all be taken care of. It's only been 2.5 years, but great to be on.
Yes, sir. Yes. Jerry Coleman, everyone. We'll
pleasure
talk
is all
soon.
Yours.
There
you
he goes.
You know where I live.
Yes.
You guys know where I live. I can't hide.
I'll give the address to all the Bills fans. Thank you, Jerry.
And your phone
please
number.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Right,
there he
see
goes. You. Coming up next, T-Bone time. I don't know how you follow that. TMI. With TIM. What do you got?
Well, it's a pleasant surprise having Jerry Coleman on the show. Well, the bullpen has been a pleasant surprise thus far. Diving into the numbers, you might be surprised, but how much longer are they going to be able to keep this up? We'll let you know next on The Fan.
T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. Floor is yours.
Offense has been inconsistent. Starting pitching has been bad. Bullpen? It's been a pleasant surprise thus far. Now, how long can we keep it up?
Hey,
we shall see.
I'm
but
bullish.
Ride the wave right now,
that's
Ken
right.
Wyman. Ride the wave.
Katie
they're
Sunshine.
Still the only team in baseball to not have a save opportunity, which is crazy. But just some of the numbers, they've only given up 2 home runs, which is fantastic. That's tied for the 4th fewest in baseball. They're 8th in ERA, a sub-3 ERA, 2.98. 8th in batting average against, 12th in whip, 13th in strikeouts, 16th in innings pitched. And this is a pen that is without one of the big offseason acquisitions in Andrew Kittredge, who he's going to be on the shelf for a while. It's without Albert Suarez, who's supposed to be their long man from the right side. He only had 1 appearance. He's out. So it's caused other guys to step up. And Brian Baker, he probably was not going to make this 26-man roster out of Sarasota without those injuries. And Baker's been really good. And we've seen him have some hot streaks until he
moonwalk
ends up falling back down to earth. But right now, he's been fantastic.
He's getting ground ball, double plays, bing, bang, boom.
6 innings. I got that yesterday. Only needed 4 pitches to get the double play. 6 innings, 7 strikeouts, shutout. But him... Gregory Soto, we had question marks about. Sir Anthony Dominguez, who was absolutely dreadful during Grapefruit League action. Those 3 guys have combined for 16 2/3 innings of shutout baseball with 22 strikeouts, Jason. 7 hits.
Let the good times roll, Bone. Orioles magic. It's back.
Right now.
Bullpen.
And CNL Perez, he's been by far and away the weak link. He's been dreadful.
Had that rough night, too.
Eight earned runs. Well, Hyder did him no favors there. Yeah. Eight earned runs, but you take that out. This bullpen, five earned runs in 36 innings pitched. That would be a 1.25 ERA, which would be the best in baseball, but you can't take it out, of course.
We can.
And Felix Bautista, last time we saw him, is he Felix Bautista yet? No, but you're looking for those steps forward in each of those outings. Cano, haven't mentioned him. He's been fantastic as well. Am I buying that this bullpen's going to be able to do this all season long? Probably not. But ride the wave.
You buying they'll score a run off of Brandon Pfaadt today?
They had a chance last inning, and then Ryan O'Hearn tried to advance on a wild pitch and got thrown out second base, and alas, it didn't happen. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, Jason. Hey, coming up next.
They got two hits.
They do. Are the Orioles fine? We'll ask our own Ryan Ripken, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage, next here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman... Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.